How can you build a personal brand as a freelancer in 2024? Coming up. Hello and welcome back to the Freelancerverse. Thanks for being here. Thanks for coming back to the channel once again. Today I have a special guest on the channel, Marco Peter, a good friend of mine and also head of marketing at Swiss IT company IOZ AG. Since this is part of my marketing effort, this whole channel, and you guys also try to market yourself properly, I thought I really want to get a proper marketing expert on the channel, you know, to talk to us about, you know, personal branding, etc., especially heading into 2024, while we are already well into it. It's already March now. I really think it's important to market yourself in a way that is not only in a sales manner, like you're trying to sell your product, but also in a content marketing manner to establish yourself, to make a name for yourself. And that's exactly what Marco does. That's what he's the expert in. So we had a great talk. I went to close to Luzern here in Switzerland to talk to him in person. So this is one of the very few, if not the first one, proper in-person interview. I hope you enjoy. Make sure at the end of the video to also head over to his channel. He just started his YouTube journey, so let's make sure to grow his channel. He has amazing content, very informative. I hope you enjoy this interview. Take care. So welcome back to the channel. I am here with Marco Peter. He's a good friend of mine and head of marketing at the Swiss IT company IOZ, and where we can graciously use their location today. Thank you very much for coming on the channel. Pleasure. Could you tell the audience a bit more about yourself?
My name is Marco. I'm head of marketing here at IOZ. I'm also a bit of a freelance content writer in my side hustle, and since a few weeks ago I also started with publishing a YouTube video every here and there where I talk about marketing related subjects.
Exactly, Marketing Marco, great channel. If you speak German or you are learning to speak German and you're interested in this sort of content, definitely check him out. I'm gonna link it all down below. Yeah, thanks for being here. We both talk a lot about content, about business, and we both have quite similar view, I feel like, and I always get very inspired by how you do your day-to-day business and also your freelancing. So could you tell us a bit, what does your day-to-day look like as a head of marketing?
Yeah, when I come to the office in the morning, the first thing I do is I check the performance indicators. So I use the Google tools and check, okay, how has the website performed in the last few days? Is there one key indicator going wild or breaking down, just to get a feel that everything is still working fine and everything is the way it's supposed to be. Then I spent some time in planning and organizing and conceptualizing. So I'm thinking of, okay, a few months ahead, what are the activities we want to do, and what are the steps I need to do to get this all planned. This is a big part of the day. Because I'm mainly a creator, there is always a big chunk of time going into creation. So writing a blog post, or when we had a webinar where we had a client who presented something we did together with him, writing this to put it on the website as a success story. There's always a creation part, which has to be in the day, because otherwise I would not feel happy.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah. So you're very much a practical department head. You're involved in the day-to-day.
Absolutely.
Not just people management.
No. Yeah. The company is only 30 people. Mm-hmm. So we are a small to mid-sized company. And the marketing department is only me. I'm basically a solo marketer. Okay. I have a bit of support by our assistant, but she's working in different areas and different departments, but also she's helping a lot in marketing, but mainly it's only me. So yeah, nice. I'm very, very active in the daily operations.
Yeah, and I know that they give you very much free range to do what you know what's best for the company, and they trust you.
Okay. Yeah, they do.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You mentioned you check regularly the KPIs. Can you tell us some typical and maybe not so typical channels that you market on?
And sure. Yeah. I would not talk in typical and non-typical channels. I would say there is a basic, a medium, and an advanced level you can do. And let's say the basic level you can do is just have the website and publish content on it, mm-hmm. especially when you're not selling a product like a phone, which you can take into your hand and has certain technical specs mm-hmm. you can compare, but it's a service which is the same for the freelance translators as mm-hmm. it is for us in IT service. You have to bring a lot of social proof. You have to show the people that you have the skills, you have done it before. So this is the success story part of it. Mm-hmm. So the website publishing success stories on it. Hey, I've worked for this client. We have done that. We have achieved this and so on and so forth. The medium layer, the advanced layer would be having lead magnets online, which are very attractive to your target audience. For example, an ebook about how to solve this or that problem, or a checklist on what you have to make sure before you go into or before you do a project or whatever, something that is attractive for the target audience, for which they are willing to give their email address and mm-hmm. download it, mm-hmm. which then goes into your email database and you can use it to make email marketing. That would mm-hmm. be the medium level. And on top, like the pro level would be if you go full force into the personal branding, position yourself as an expert in the field. Going out there, showing your face, have no regrets. That would be the three layers, I would say, in which you can structure it.
Okay, very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, the reason really why this interview happened was I recently made a video and I think my tips to become future-proof as a translator.
Yeah.
And my number one tip was content marketing, digital marketing. You reached out, you said you're very happy to see that this is my number one. Of course, I try my best. I'm very much passionate about this topic, but you obviously are the expert. You're much more equipped to talk about this topic. So could you share a bit, why do you think content marketing specifically within digital marketing is so powerful?
If you like, content marketing is the only marketing that is left that works. If you okay. take away the content from your digital marketing, the only thing you're left with is like advertising. It's push. Paid push advertising. Mm-hmm. That's the old style how you do marketing, like TV advertising. You want to watch your show, but then you're being interrupted by an advertisement. That's not the way to do it anymore.
Okay.
You have to have content that really serves a purpose, that really delivers value, so that the people in the target audience, they want to consume it. They look for it. They look forward to it. And this is how you can transport your expertise. You can make sure you are seen in the online space. You can add to your positioning and your profile as an expert. And I'm seeing it every day with the marketing we do here at IOZ. The content marketing is the main tool that delivers new clients. And especially at the moment, it works magnificently. We're receiving new inquiries from new clients basically every day. This is the proof for me that this is the way to go. And the same thing can be replicated also if you're a solopreneur, if you are a small creator, a freelance translator. It has nothing to do with the company size. You can also do it yourself. Yeah.
Okay. I hear you speak about the value for the user a lot, right? And basically in every video when we talk as well, how do you yourself in your position here and also as a content creator, how do you ensure that you find the value for the user?
Yeah, I've been posting a lot about the value on LinkedIn. This is maybe where you have seen have seen me talking about it. And I got a little bit angry during the last weeks and months. And the problem is when ChatGPT appeared, a lot of people were under the impression now we don't have to do the content creation, the writing ourselves anymore. We can outsource it to ChatGPT and create just a whole bunch of blog posts and like batch upload them all to the website and just, you know, don't have to spend time on blog creation anymore. Yeah. And for a short term, this worked. We have seen websites spike in the Google search results being shown a lot. But the problem is, as soon as Google finds out that you have been cheating, you have been mass creating blog content that has not the value for the end user in mind, but only serves the purpose for reducing the workload for you. As soon as they realize that, the algorithm will punish your website and just like store it, put it on page number 10 or wherever. So what has a lot of value is really orienting yourself towards the problem the people in your target audience have and show them how you or how they can solve it. What do they have to pay attention to in their day-to-day business? Showing the success stories, showing projects that you have done and describing how you have solved a certain problem and what is the benefit the client has now taken out from this.
Like what you said now about ChatGPT sounded maybe a bit, okay, don't put all your eggs into this automation basket. But I also know that you are a big proponent of AI and automation,
true,
right? So can you maybe tell us a bit in what other ways you use AI then in your marketing efforts?
Yeah, sure. I use ChatGPT a lot and I use it daily. It has become one of my most important tools. And in the content creation process, like from the planning to the creation, publishing, distribution, I use it in every step, but I make sure that, especially in the creation part, when I'm writing stuff, there is a tiny little bit of ChatGPT in there every here and there, but mostly for me, it's a bio text, how we say it in Switzerland, organic, let's say. Yeah, because I really want to make sure that the user value is there and the search engines are not being suspicious about the text I publish. But other than that, in, let's say, the very quick creation of different variants of titles, ChatGPT is just, it's gold.
Yeah,
the creativity is amazing. And we would be idiots if we would not use it. Or also when I try to, let's say, write a good hook for a LinkedIn post. I have an idea, but then I go into ChatGPT. I ask him or her, the AI, what's your point of view on that? I try to figure out other ways on how to say it. And that's a very important tool.
I really enjoyed one specific video that you made lately. You mentioned, it was a very long video, a bunch of marketing wins and fails.
Yeah.
I mean, you are in a very unique position. You studied this subject extensively, you work in it, so you must see wins and fails everywhere you're walking. And
yeah,
like, that's the same, like when I see mistakes in like copy or something, I can't look away.
Yeah.
For you, it must cause the same reaction. Could you share with the viewers maybe your top win and top fail that you've ever encountered?
Yeah, the top win I've encountered has just popped in the last few days. It's not even in the video.
Really? Okay.
So here in Switzerland, we have Fasnacht, so Carnival. Everybody dresses up and makes a lot of noise in the streets. And as soon as Carnival was over, we've been sent this Easter Bunny, chocolate Easter Bunny, by an insurance company. And the letter they sent with it, they say, we are ahead of the time. Wir sind unserer Zeit voraus.
Nice. Okay.
And that's a complete win because, Easter is coming, but they are the first ones to do it.
Yeah,
I put it near the entrance here where everybody walks by just to see how people react on that thing and what they think about the message they've sent with it. So, and this is a win because it's funny. It's creative. It is mutig.
Brave, yeah.
Brave, yeah, it's brave. That's a big win. And the biggest fail I've seen is, it was on LinkedIn. There are a lot of fails on LinkedIn also. And it was one woman who flew to the Maldives Islands to do digital detoxing. And what she did is she made a LinkedIn post about it.
Being there, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's just don't. I mean, she was trying so hard on LinkedIn to, you know, to add to her profile as an active LinkedIn person, and that's just too much. Just don't do that.
Okay.
That's. But there is another thing that I would consider as a win, and that is when you work as a freelance translator, especially in your audience, there are many people who are starting up and trying to get a foothold and might feel a bit insecure about how to do the digital marketing, what to do. And the biggest win I consider is as soon as you did the first step. As soon as you go out there, you do your first LinkedIn post, you do your first success story on the website, you ask the client, you did your first project, hey, can you give me a testimonial? That's a win. You just have to start at some point and grow from there. That's also considered a big win in my point of view.
Okay, nice. So you do this regularly with your client, you ask them for feedback, and
yes,
then you ask if you can publish it, and then
yes,
you put it
yes
to your website.
The way we do it is we do the live webinars. This is what I consider the king, or the top format in content okay marketing. And in the live webinar format, we have clients, we have realized projects together, mm-hmm, and they themselves do a part of the presentation and speak about what was our problem, how did we find EOZ, how did we create a solution together, mm-hmm, and how does it feel today. And from this, I can do a lot of content repurposing.
Yeah,
I can repurpose
yeah
it in a success story. I can write a blog post about it.
Yeah.
I have already gotten a lot of testimonials because the people have been speaking on live
mm-hmm
video.
Mm-hmm.
I have the recording. I have a YouTube video. This is what we like to do a lot. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
yeah. You have them in your ecosystem, and they're
yes
much more likely to return as well.
Exactly.
Because you
yeah
give them... Like, this is not actually your service, the live webinar. That's on top to...
Exactly.
So that's really marketing.
Yes.
To then promote your services
yeah
while they are in
yeah
the webinar.
Yeah.
That's
and
really
cool. It might feel in the beginning that, oh, if I'm asking this client, that's a service I need from them. They might not like me asking that.
Mm-hmm.
I have made the other experience.
Mm-hmm.
When they're in for it, they take ownership. They like to go in front of the camera and tell about how they have now created a modern digital solution they're proud of.
Really?
And
okay
we give them a chance to yeah to speak in front of the camera, and also for themselves to jump into the role of an expert now,
mm-hmm,
and speak
mm-hmm
to the people. And the people, they like it.
Mm-hmm.
They like it.
Yeah, because they in turn can also promote themselves and their company, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And yeah, you don't need like the testimonial or the approval of all your clients, right? You need a select few that are really into it, and
yes
then that's that you can repurpose, as you said. I know and I assume that you don't, once you have a bunch of content, you don't just use it, waste it in all in 1 week, right? You can space it out.
Exactly.
You can create a lot with it.
Exactly. Yeah.
One of the last questions I have is technology. It's in everyone's mind. It's in my comments all the time. We already spoke a bit about AI and automation, but what I would like to do is look in the future a bit. Where do you see content marketing, digital marketing go? You already said marketing without the content is dead, right? So
there you go.
What do you see? Like, is it content marketing is the thing in the future, or is it gonna evolve into something completely different?
It is absolutely a huge thing in the future.
Okay.
The mechanisms will change, especially what I see at risk is the entire search engine optimization
mm-hmm
field. It has become huge. There is a whole bunch of agencies making a lot of money
mm-hmm
with those services. But what I see happening is, as soon as the language AIs are getting good enough,
mm-hmm,
it will no longer be necessary for people to search stuff online, because the AI can give a lot of the answers directly to the people. So the need for the search engines to show us organic links on where to find stuff in the internet will decrease in the future with the growing capabilities of the AI. And when I'm asking the SEO experts online, nobody of them sees it. They all think, nah, it's gonna stay the same. But I see there is a big change coming to us. And I thought a lot about, okay, what's going to be important in that new world? And I see the personal branding
mm-hmm
even more increase in importance for B2B businesses like we are, but especially for the solopreneurs and also for the freelance translators. There will be...
There you go. Amazing words. And it's an honor to have a head of marketing on the channel who knows so much about this topic. So thank you very much. Do you have some last words of advice, maybe some words of motivation
yes
to get people going?
Yes, absolutely. I want to invite all of you to go and try it out. There is nothing you have to lose. You might feel a bit insecure in the beginning, and I felt the same when I started with my own YouTube channel. I was like, oh, people will comment, they will be like, what's this video you made? That's not even true and that's funny. It was not at all like that. The imposter syndrome is real, we all have it. Go out there, try it. You can only win, and just show up a few days in a row, stick to it, and you will see results will come, and you will grow and you will gain from it. So just go and do it.
Nice. And stay consistent. That's always what I try to preach. So just when we were about to finish, the camera died, but we are back. We are live. Thank you so much for being here, Marco.
My pleasure.
This was great. I hope it helps you in your personal branding efforts in 2024. Parallel to this video, Marco has created a video with the most important steps to take for freelancers to do content marketing, right? So I'm going to link it up here, and also the end card will be it right in front of our faces. So click here, head over it, subscribe to the channel. Thanks for being here. See you next Monday. Bye-bye.